Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Fears of another massacre in the Sudanese region of Darfur, where genocidal violence killed as many as 300,000 people 2 decades ago, are rising again with a looming assault on the city of Al-Fashir. In a recent press conference, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, said the U.N. Security Council met to discuss the crisis in Al-Fashir, which is on the precipice of a large-scale massacre.
This is not conjecture. This is the grim reality facing millions of people in Al-Fashir in North Darfur. There are already credible reports that the RSF and its allied militias have razed multiple villages west of Al-Fashir. As I've said before, history is repeating itself in Darfur in the worst possible way.
An attack on Al-Fashir would be a disaster on top of a disaster, warned Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield.
It would put 500,000 internally displaced persons at risk, people who traveled from across Darfur to seek refuge. And that's on top of the 2 million Sudanese who call Al-Fashir home.
A crisis of epic proportions is brewing, and to avoid further death, destruction, and suffering, 5 things need to happen immediately, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield.
First, the RSF must end its siege and build up of military forces in Al-Fashir and swear off any attack on the city. All parties to the conflict must take urgent steps to de-escalate. The UN Security Council already called for this, but that's not enough. Every single member state must speak out. The entire international community must speak out.
Second, armed actors in Sudan must respect international law and protect civilians. Third, all regional powers must stop providing weapons to both parties in accordance with the UN arms embargo. Fourth, the warring parties must engage in direct negotiations because this conflict will not be solved on the battlefield. Finally, all parties must enable unhindered humanitarian access to areas in need. Presently, 5 million people in Sudan are on the brink of famine, and tens of millions of people are in desperate need of aid. The world needs to know about the grave dangers facing the people of Al-Fashir, who are trapped under the threat of massacre. The people of Sudan, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield, are counting on all of us at this moment of peril.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.